Welcome back to Uptown Talk from the balcony of Shacklett's Photography. And we're so grateful that you've joined us today on WGNS, Murfreesboro's good neighbor station. We're coming from the porch of the balcony of Shacklett's Photography. This is show number 75, July 11th, the day of Uncle Dave Macon Days here in Murfreesboro. It's a beautiful day. You can hear the church, the steeple bell ringing over there, the courthouse bell. And we're just so glad that you are able to come along and play with us today and hear with us today all the things that are neat going on in Murfreesboro. So without further ado, here to play for you is Mr. Robert Eskew.
To have your fun, if your main get personal, want you to have your fun, just come on back to Price Point Mama and Bear House all night long. I got a women's in Vicksburg, clean on into Tennessee. I got women's in Vicksburg, clean on into Tennessee. But my prize point rider now hops all over me, yeah. I ain't going to stay no color, but a front teeth is crowned with gold. Gonna stay no color, but front teeth is crowned with gold. She got a mortgage on everybody and a lien on my soul. And I roll and I tumble, cry the whole night long. I rolled and I tumbled, I cry the whole night long. I woke up this morning to find my little baby gone. I said, I'm going down to Rodale, take my rider by my side. I said, I'm going down to Rodale, take my rider by my side. You can still bear however, cause on the riverside.
Oh, Robert, I just wish you'd just keep on playing.
And
is that a Willie Dixon song?
Well, that's Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And who else do you, you play a lot of Robert Johnson songs, but who else are your best people that you like to emulate and try to follow?
Charlie Patton, Sunhouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you write any of your own music at all?
Or? Yeah, I do.
Well, let's do an original one here pretty soon. Can we do that?
I'd love to, yeah.
Outstanding. Robert Eskew, he is here in town, and most of the time in his day job, quote unquote, he's a financial counselor. What else do you do?
Yeah, I do retirement planning, insurance,
As we say, this program is all about people who help people, and Robert Eskew is certainly one of those. And you play so well, I keep wanting to call you Robert Johnson.
Oh, man. That's a compliment. Thank you.
You know, he had a rough life during his time. Do you remember anything about Robert Johnson that you could share just a bit while we're looking for Mr. Bill Knowlton to come back up here? Is he still here?
Yeah, Robert Johnson, yeah, he had a troubled life. Kind of was a rambler. Couldn't feel welcome no matter where he went. He loved whiskey and women, and that ultimately, you know, ended him. So, I mean, yeah, he had a troubled life. But the music lives on forever.
Sure, sure. And he was one of the first people to record his kind of music. Is that correct?
Yeah, more so Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton and Blind Lemon Jefferson was the first Delta or old-time blues person to actually record that style.
Do you remember how that happened? I mean, how that came together for them? Did they see an ad somewhere, or was somebody coming
back
down?
Well, I think in the 20s, they saw the profitability of just, you know, going out in the different parts of the country and just getting the different music from all the different regions. And so there was a market for, you know, the records that they wanted to hear. And so they just pretty much went out to, like, the rural southern areas, tried to find, like, the most talented people, and then, you know, they would pay them to come record.
Most folks have seen, at some point or another, the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou movie, and seen how people would get an opportunity to play on a radio station, and sometimes the radio station was also the recording studio.
Right.
Was that the case back in the time of Robert Johnson and Charlie Patton?
Yes, sir. Just like the movie, yeah.
And what would you do with it today? So, say you weren't living in the 21st century. Can you see yourself in that role of going out and looking for some place to record and play and make your living from your music like they did?
Well, yeah, I probably could do that because, yeah, I definitely, if I was back then, I would rather be doing that.
Yeah, I would say so. And Mr. Knowlton, you have been listening to Robert Eskew play. Any thoughts? I mean, this is the kind of music that was going on around in Uncle Dave's day as well.
Well, it certainly was. Uncle Dave, as a matter of fact, when he was running his Macon, Midway, Mitchell, Mule, and Wagon Transportation Company, he always kept a couple of banjos in the back of his wagon. And between here and Woodbury, there were cabins that were occupied by former slaves. And he would get out with his banjo and jam with them and exchange music back and forth. And that went on for the 20 years that he was doing that. So, yes, there's a definite interchange between Appalachian and African-American music. No question. In fact, there were black hillbilly bands right up until the about the 1930s or 40s. And they played Sally Gooden, and they played the clawhammer banjo, and it was just a universal thing. And we do have that happening again with several African-American bands. I'm trying to, the Ebony Hillbillies we have up in New York City, and I'm trying. They're the best.
Sorry.
The Carolina Chocolate
Say
Drops.
That again.
Carolina Chocolate Drops.
They are wonderful. They have really brought back the old-time black hillbilly bands.
Sure.
And we can't forget D. Ford Bailey.
There you go. Yeah.
I was listening to someone else talk last night in the cabin next to the trailer, next to the stage. Some of the best conversations happened there with various and sundry people that have been involved in Uncle Dave for many years. And some of the leading musicians are hanging out just having conversations. And one of them was saying that what did they attribute the upturn in interest in this kind of music, this old-time music? And they were saying, someone said, YouTube. People are seeing it more and more.
They are. They are, absolutely. There's a whole bunch of young... 20, 30 years ago, no young person was really interested in any of the music of the teens, 20s, and 30s. But that is not only turned around. They're even dressing like that.
They sure are, yeah.
Where they find... Oh, by the way, I do have a question for you.
What's that?
Do you know what is written on a blues singer's tombstone?
What's written on it?
Yeah.
Most of them don't have them.
Those that do.
Okay, I was telling.
I didn't wake up this morning.
That's good.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, Lord.
You can use that.
I will.
My wife's uncle Uncle Bill, Bill Shacklett, the doctor, had a tombstone in his office, and it was engraved. It was a little miniature tombstone that he had on his desk, and on it it said, "I told you I was sick, damn it."
That's the hypochondriac's tombstone.
Yeah. Well, we'll have more music with Robert Eskew just any time, and also more conversation with Mr. Bill Knowlton. Just so glad to have both of them here as part of not only Uncle Dave Mega Days, but Robert Eskew through the year. He comes back and plays on Uptown Talk frequently. You'll get more opportunities to hear him and several of the venues that he mentioned around the area. We're just so proud to have you as part of Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee in the Nashville area. You are already a star in my book, and we just know that we just better have you on and hear you as many times before you start touring the world and are never available. Robert Eskew, sometimes known as Eskew to the Rescue, and we're just proud to have you with us today, sir. And we'll also talk more with Bill Knowlton here in just a moment. And right now, my good friend Charlie Parker is telling me it's time once again to talk about some of the people who help make it possible to bring you Uptown Talk from the balcony of Shacklett's Photography. Middle Tennessee's most famous meet and three, where you find real home-style cooking, is none other than the City Cafe. And you know, they've never been better. Every meal includes those outstanding just-out-of-the-oven yeast rolls and pancake-style cornbread. Mm-mm. There's a delectable daily special every day, including some incredible desserts. Whew. Sometimes you just kind of think, do I want to go in there and be tempted like that again? Yes, you do. You just have to come in and see for yourself what the new City Cafe has ready to serve up for you. There's private upstairs dining room for your weekly meetings and special occasions. And the friendly City Cafe staff even offers catering for your next company or family banquet. They'll be happy to help you make your next event meal easy and fun and affordable and so good. Find out more by calling Teresa or Tammy today at 615-893-1303. That's the City Cafe right here in downtown Murfreesboro, 615-893-1303. You're in tune with Uptown Talk on WGNS. We're grateful to partner with WGNS to bring Uptown Talk not only to the Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, Nashville area, but also to the world through WGNSradio.com. Okay, let's get back and hear some more great music from Mr. Robert Eskew, gracious enough to come up and share some of his music with us today. And we've got that outstanding guitar plugged in now so it would get the full throttle of its tone and beauty. What kind of guitar is that, Robert?
It's made by Dean. It's a resonator.
Uh-huh.
Yep, or most people call them Dobros.
So you could play that guitar in a variety of styles of music, but it sounds so good when you play blues on it. Let's hear some more of that, please.
All right. Yeah, since we mentioned D. Ford Bailey, D. Ford and Uncle Dave used to travel together, and they were great friends. That's what his grandson Herschel Bailey was telling me. And Herschel and I wrote a song about his granddad, and this one's called the Ballad of D. Ford Bailey.
Let me tell you a story about my friend's granddad. Was one of the first stars Grand Ole Opry ever had. A master musician, harmonica was his act, and he could make that thing sound like a train rolling down the track. D. Ford Bailey was his name, never saw riches or fame, kept his eye on the sparrow, pioneers get all the arrow, suited and booted every day, D. Ford dressed real sharp, people came from miles around to hear him play that harp. Was a great inspiration to me. I've been, and when they heard him on the radio, no one knew the color of his skin. D. Ford Bailey was his name, never saw riches or fame, kept his eye on the sparrow, pioneers get all the arrow. Took years and years for him to get recognition. Even his whole family had to put forth a petition. Deeper Bailey was his name. Never saw riches or fame. Kept his eye on the sparrow. Pioneers get all the arrow. Kept his eye on the sparrow. Pioneers get all the arrow. D4 Bailey, that's his name, y'all. D4 Bailey. Riches of fame. Kept his eye on the sparrow. Pioneers get all the arrow. Eye on the sparrow. Pioneers get all the arrow. D4 Bailey, y'all.
Oh, that's so good. You wrote that yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, me and Herschel, D4's grandson. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Pioneers get all the arrows. What a good line. That's so true.
Thank you.
And I remember reading, hearing from various folks that had researched this, the Charles Wolfe book, for one, that Uncle Dave, a lot of the hotels wouldn't allow D4 to stay inside, and he and Uncle Dave did not want him to sleep in the car, and so he would always tell the hotel manager that he has to stay in the room with me because he's my valet.
Right.
And they would, and he would have the rooms, the meals brought to the room, and that kind of thing. And of course, he was Uncle Dave. He could get whatever he wanted, you know, because he had fame and notoriety. But it was just always touched me how he cared for D4 Bailey, and in a sense, kind of protected him through the whole show business thing.
Right.
I saw pictures one time of something that back in the day, they didn't know any better, but they were just trying to concern about their publicity, and they would actually publish posters about the Grand Ole Opry with D4 Bailey portrayed as a kid on a bicycle.
Yeah.
I mean, just insulting things. But he had such a tremendous character, evidently, that to keep on playing his music, mm-hmm. despite that cruel silliness that went on in those days.
We've come a long way.
Yes, we have.
Oh, look right there.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right. Welcome to Murfreesboro. Welcome to Rutherford County and to the Farmers Market. Those of you hearing this on a podcast over on the Internet somewhere over in Europe or Africa or just wherever, know that you are always welcome in Rutherford County. It's a very special place to live. A lot of great people here, and certainly on the Farmers Market, you can see evidence that this is rich farmland, some wonderful produce, so many vegetables that come from nearby, and people get good nutrition here, and they get good care from each other as neighbors. So we're just so glad to be a part of it here on Uptown Talk from the balcony at Shacklett's Photography, and we'll have some more conversation here with Mr. Bill Knowlton, if he is still about, here in just a moment. But meanwhile, we also want to tell you what's coming up today get my sheet of paper out here. I meant to grab this out earlier, and I forgot to. But there's a lot of great things that are happening at Uncle Dave Macon today, and maybe Mr. Knowlton, you can help us talk about some of these things. I know one.
I'd like to, but you have not let me formally open up the WGNS portion of your program.
You know, I should have done that. Why don't we just do it right now? And you can pretend to be a WGNS announcer and do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Tom Christie radio program, Let Her Go, Boys.
That was not feedback. That is actually a steamboat whistle.
Not feedback, yep.
That's a phenomenal one. Where did you get that?
I have been trying for years to get Randy Wood, who ran the Pick and Parlor down in Nashville. He's now down in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I've been trying for years to get him to make me one, like he did, I think, for Leroy Troy.
Oh,
this past winter, he came up and got me the Steamboat Whistle.
That's a beautiful tone. I wasn't really prepared for that. That's exciting.
I figured your earphones were falling off your head, but that was not feedback. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I had the honor of blowing the Steamboat Whistle over WSM.
Oh!
So that's two radio stations the Steamboat Whistle's been on so far.
Blessed by the Steamboat Whistle. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Bill Knowlton from Syracuse, New York. Not Schenectady, Syracuse. It's all New York up there anyway.
That's what you people think. You know, it's all New York. I can see the Empire State Building out my window, even though I'm a five-hour drive from Manhattan. But, it's all New York.
You know, people think of New York as the state that was so cruelly victimized by the 9/11 tragedy years ago. Did that affect your area? Was there impact when that happened around Syracuse?
I think because we all are New York State people, that all the way to Buffalo there was a definite reaction to it. I do know that we do have a girder from the World Trade Center that's set up in a special memorial in our New York State fairgrounds with an eternal light in front of it.
Uh-huh.
And there were people in Syracuse who had relatives in New York City that worked at the World Trade Center. So, yes, definitely.
I could be erroneous in saying this, but it wouldn't be the first time, but it just feels like since that happened, there is all that much more import and need for appreciation for things like Uncle Dave Macon Days, where people can get together in freedom and have compassion on one another's stories and listen to one another's music from distant areas in our country. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that was the immediate case, but I personally feel that it's kind of eroding again, and we got to get back together again like we were back in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly part of the initiative behind the Macon Music Project that Robert Eskew has so kindly participated in and played many projects, programs and assembly programs for kids. And you were a part also, if you would say a word about that, please, the Uncle Dave day camp that was going on.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, the kids really enjoyed it. We played for two different groups of elementary schoolers. We had banjo, and I played, you know, the dobro and sang a couple of songs as well.
I hear you had them doing some Motown.
Oh, yeah, at the end we did My Girl.
Could you do just a lick of that? That's so cool.
I need to switch guitars. This one's tuned for slide.
Okay. Well, don't go away. We'll hear more music from Robert Eskew as well. And I just saw him peek around the door. Mr. Ryan McKinley is here from California. Don't run away, Bill. We'll talk with more with you here in a moment as well.
Okay.
Ryan McKinley is here with his fiddle, and while we're talking, he'll come in and sneak around and get his microphone set up to the right position. And did you bring your dad with you here to play some fiddle as well? That looks good. Yeah.
He's got a guitar there.
Oh, he's got a guitar?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to play the fiddle.
Yeah.
And he has his guitar. Yeah, it's kind of hard to play a guitar like a fiddle. I understand that. So, hey, go ahead and get yourself situated on. And Mr. McKinley, you'll be on this microphone here with your guitar. We're kind of limited on the number of microphones we can fit into this 5-foot by 15-foot space on the balcony here. But we were also talking just a moment ago with Bill Knowlton from Syracuse, New York. And are there festivals up in New York that are anything like Uncle Dave, or is Uncle Dave truly unique in the country?
It's unique in the country. We do not have tribute-type festivals with competitions. We do have straight-out bluegrass festivals. And from Syracuse, every weekend between Memorial Day and Labor Day, I can hit a festival within a three-hour drive.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Next weekend, I'll be down in the Catskills with the biggest bluegrass festival we have in the Northeast, which is the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. And Del McCurry will be there and a whole bunch of great people in the world of bluegrass music. It goes on for 4 days, Thursday through Sunday.
And you go by and MC a lot of those different festivals.
I will be MCing 3 days of it in the morning. I kick it off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I kick it off with the ringing of the cowbells, and that starts the festival.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to get you a set of cowbells that just live down here. In fact, we probably could hang them up in the chamber next to the Uncle Dave Macon Days banjo.
That would be a great idea.
Let's do that. Let's make that happen this year.
We'll be making cowbells, yeah.
Making music with cowbells. I'm a big fan of cowbell, and every time I set up my drum set whether the music that I'm going to be playing for that evening calls for it or not. I always put my cowbell on my hi-hat stand, and sometimes if they point at me to count off the song, I'll just go ahead and count it off with cowbell, you know?
It too
blows people's
minds. Can't
mind.
Have too much cowbell, and I also want to tell you that when a banjo picker complains to me about my cowbells, I always say, well, at least they're in tune.
We'll have more with Bill Moulton here in just a moment, and also we'll have some music in just a few moments from Mr. Ryan McKinley and Meredith.
That was Gloria just going by.
Yeah, that was Gloria on her moped. Right, yeah, exactly. And right now we have some more music from Charlie Parker as we remind you of some of the folks that helped make Uptown Talk possible here on the balcony. And Mr. Knowlton, here is your Saturday schedule for Uncle Dave Macon Days. And when we come back, maybe you can tell about some of the events that are going on both the Dixie Dewdrop stage as well as the main stage. And then we also want to talk about what's happening on Saturday or Sunday. We have Sunday activities that are happening on the main stage at Uncle Dave as well. So stick with us. We will be right back on the other side with, from California, Mr. Ryan McKinley and his dad playing for you. It's going to be exciting, I guarantee it. And right now, he wanted to mention just a word about Bagwell Document Solutions. Bagwell Document Solutions offers Middle Tennessee businesses and industry the latest in fine quality printing and imaging machines, featuring the full line of Canon copiers with network, fax, and high-speed digital imaging capability. You can ask Bagwell's experienced on-site technicians for a free survey of your existing equipment. The Bagwell team is ready and able to provide just the right solution for you. Save time and money by calling the experts at Bagwell Document Solutions. You can find them online at bagwellds.com. That's www.bagwellds.com. Or call them anytime, 24-7 at 800-427-8329. That's 800-427-8329. Bagwell Document Solutions. We're grateful to Ken Bagwell and all of their help for today's program on Uptown Talk. And in just a few moments, we'll also be hearing from our friend Otis. Otis has a message today for you about fatherhood, but we'll get to that here in just a few moments after we hear a fine fiddle tune from our friends, new friends from California. Here they are. Let me get their microphones up and working right. Let's try this out here. Do you have that one working for you? Let's try it. Okay.
You got me here?
I believe so.
All right.
Here they are, Ryan McKinley. And introduce your dad, if you would, please.
Hi, yeah, this is Ryan McKinley speaking, and my dad, Kelly McKinley, over there on the guitar.
Howdy.
We're going to probably do we're going to do them for you. Yeah, we're going to do some Stanley Brothers and some Monroe, so we're going to go ahead and start off with an old tune here. Here's a story of two childhood sweethearts and a love that's went untold. Our simple little vows, they were broken, and our love that I treasured more than gold. Oh, are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of love you forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last. Alone in sadness I'm traveling. Oh, I'm lost on a sea of regret, wandering back to the days of my birthplace and the one that I always loved the best. Oh, are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think I've loved you forsaken? Darling, true love is too sweet to last. When you said that you found someone new, do you realize the heartaches you caused me? You should know that my love was so true. Oh, are you tired of the life that you're living? Does your mind wander back to the past? Do you think of love you forsaken? Darling, true love's too sweet to last. Darling, true love's too sweet to last.
All right, good job.
Thank you.
Ryan McKinley and Kelly, all the way from California.
San Luis Obispo, right?
Yep, San Luis Obispo, California.
And you've been touring around the area and seen some other sites going on. You went down to Huntsville for a while, I understand. What did you see? What did you find down there? Was it fun?
Well, yeah, we found an aerospace engineer we've been hanging out with, one of our friends.
Yeah.
plays the mandolin as well, so we went out and shot some fireworks off and picked a little bit.
Well, good. Yeah. Good.
Watch the rain. Lots of rain.
Lots of rain.
Yeah.
We're foreign to that, so.
All the way from San Luis, how to say that again?
San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
St. Louis of Obispo.
Okay.
If you can say Las Casas, you can say San Luis Obispo.
Or Shelville. Shelbyville is Shelville around here.
I say that. Down north here,
Smyrna.
Okay, that's kind of strange to us. So.
And my sister remembers up in Ohio, some strange name, Bucyrus. Bucyrus, yeah. Huh.
And we have a town near us named Wampsville, New York.
Wampsville,
and then there is Dolgeville. And Clockville.
And all those people up there in Nashville know about Demon Brew.
Demumbrian Street in Nashville. It always sounds like a bowling ball going down a flight of stairs.
Yes, it does.
Demumbrian.
We always say that we're from San Luis Obispo because that's people kind of know where that is. But we're actually from Arroyo Grande, which is just south of San Luis.
Okay.
But that means big ditch in Spanish. And that's not very attractive.
Not very exciting. Okay.
Ohio has a Rio Grande. Rio Grande.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Our geography lesson of the day.
Yes. We have more of those, just like banjo jokes, that we'll tell here in a while. But right now it's time for our friend Otis. So let me see if I can get everything to work right and bring up Mr. Otis today. He always has an op-ed piece that's informative and entertaining. So, Otis, come in, Otis. Here we go.
Howdy, folks. This here's your old friend Otis. Now, I might be a simple man living in a complicated world, but let me tell you something. I'm really concerned about the state of fatherhood in our dear land. What's happened to men these days? Why, back in my day, fathers were usually the strong, silent type. They looked after the family and taught the kids the ways of the world, usually by example. Boys learn to be men by watching their fathers. They learn how to do things like make repairs to the house or car. Down in my beloved South, fathers taught their kids how to hunt and fish and even how to survive off in the land if they needed to. Why, I'm not a bit afraid that there'd be some zombie apocalypse because my father taught me how to survive in the real world, not some virtual one. Dads took an interest in their kids and has benefited by becoming self-reliant, confident members of society. The world did too. Nowadays, it seems some fathers are more helpless than their kids. It's just slowly happened over the last few generations. It seems that modern fathers are more worried about what their hair looks like or when the next release of their video game is gonna be coming out than what's going on with their children. The mothers are having to try to be both father and mother to the kids, all the while of holding down a full-time job, not to mention being a mother to their own men. Now, of course, all fathers are not like this. There are a few good ones left, still a passing on the old ways to the kids, a teaching them the new stuff they need to know, too. You can usually tell who they are by looking at their kids, especially the boys. Men, it's time to man up and smell the petunias. If you're gonna raise good crops, you gotta spend a lot of time attending to them. If and you don't grow them in straight rows, why, it's your fault for not a-setting them that way to start with. They need gentle care and a lot of water, but ever so often, you can't be afraid to weed them too. And that may be the most important part. I'm Otis, and I'm out.
The World According to Otis was brought to you by TheTennesseePeddler.com, a unique online general store bringing authentic Tennessee goods to you.
And there you have it, our Otis for this week on fatherhood. Otis will stop by and visit us during about the halfway mark every Saturday morning here on Uptown Talk. And Kelly, you were just listening to that, and I see you as such a remarkable father. You know, maybe Ryan would disagree, but probably not here on live radio.
Not if he wants to get back to California, he would disagree.
Say again, let me get your microphones turned up there.
I say he wouldn't disagree, you know, because he wouldn't get back to California.
So you all flew over here, or did you make a road trip?
Actually, we flew over here because we flew into Louisville. Ryan flew in about 3 weeks ago to compete in a national competition for 3D computer animation.
Wow. It's
another one of his many talents.
Okay.
So, and he competed nationally. He had won state in the ROP computer animation. And so everyone, all the winners from the various states came and competed in Louisville.
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Well,
let me get your microphone up here, Ryan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But you can't really make any money with 3D animation, so that's why I switched over to bluegrass.
Good choice. Yeah, wink, wink, good choice.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, yeah, and he's graduating high school this year, and so he loves, like I said, fiddle playing, and he's been playing for a long time, and said, you know what? If it's okay with you, Dad, I'd like to hang out in Nashville and pick a little bit.
Sure, so
we've
sure.
been here for the last 2 weeks and just moving around.
So what did you think of Uncle Dave making days? Have you had a chance to be part of it, son?
Well, it's a lot hotter than any of the festivals we go to.
In more ways than one. Yeah. The music's hot, too.
Yeah.
You know, actually, we really liked it, first of all. But one unique thing that we found out is that you guys have little ticks that fall from the trees. We don't have those out in California. That was kind of bizarre.
Blessed with some very unusual insect life.
Yeah.
In fact, my son works for Cook's Pest Control.
Okay.
And every time we have dinner with him, he tells us about some remarkable new discovery that he'd made just that week.
Probably
about,
very lucrative.
Yes. I don't know about that. But he works hard at it and knows his entomology more so than I thought anybody ever could. I'm very impressed with his skill level and what he's taken on. And do you have another song for us here? We'll get another song in. And then we also have, let's see who else out here we have talking with us today. Do two more. Let's space them out if we can. Yeah. We also have Meredith Craig. We want to bring her back for a song. So, and we also have Bill Knowlton.
I'm not going to sing, I promise you.
Okay.
I wanted to say that making days, we had a lot of fun. We were there yesterday, and the pick-in was great, and the people were really great. So.
And while we're talking about making days, Bill, how about telling us what's going on down there today? We have two different stages, and then there's some important things happening tomorrow at Uncle Dave.
Well, the parade is over, of course, and this morning and this afternoon, they're into competition for old-time buck dance, the preliminaries. And old-time clogging, and that should go until about 1 o'clock this afternoon when the traditional fiddle preliminaries start in, as do the old-time banjo preliminaries. We take a break at 3 o'clock because we got to get a sound check together, And at 4 o'clock, Old Time Buck Dance Junior Adult and Senior Finals. Old Time Clogging Dance Junior Adult and Senior Finals. Then we get into the finals for Traditional Fiddle, Bluegrass Banjo, Bluegrass Band, and the National Old Time Banjo Competition and Old Time Band Finals. We'll take a break at 7 o'clock for another concert with a hysterically funny group of people from Nashville. They compete in the Old Time Band Contest every year, and it's good to see them as stars. The Hog Slop String Band.
Wow.
And if you look at their album, it has the listing of the members, including the Reverend so-and-so and the Reverend such-and-such.
Right.
Hog Slop String Band from Nashville, and then the great Newgrass style of the Steel Drivers. They'll be on at 8 o'clock. And then at 9:30, you're headed for a real treat because Knowlton's going to MC for the final hours with the old-time banjo champions, bluegrass banjo champions, and the old-time band champions.
Sans cowbells.
Sans cowbell. Yeah, he's not competing this year. And very quickly, the Dixie Dewdrop stage. You know, we do have a second stage now, and we're very proud of that. We have contest going there in guitar, mandolin, bluegrass, banjo. We'll interrupt that at 1 o'clock for the Mid-State Cloggers. And then Hillary Klug and the Dixie Dewdrops at 3 o'clock. Concerts all throughout the afternoon and evening by Greg Reich, Robert Eskew, Robin Taylor, the Glade City Rounders, another old-time band, Greg Reich, and we finish up with Michael Sesums from 10 until closing. So that's what's going on today.
All right, very good. That's Greg Reich. I made the same mistake when I had him up here live on the show. I started calling him Greg Reich, and he finally
we're
said...
We're going to have to correct him, because when you, German means, EI means Reich.
I know, but he lives here in the great state of United States now, and came up here from, down here from New York, I think, and it's Reich. I was corrected myself, so don't feel bad at all. But you're going to be talking about him later, and I just want you to have
I will make sure,
correct.
Because he might be bigger than I am, and he might hit me for...
He's a real, really, really nice guy. You'll love him.
Okay.
And he plays extremely well and tells that you would like him because he knows the history of every song that he plays and explains it and where it came from. You two are going to get along great.
So 5 minutes of an introduction and a three-minute song.
More or less. We'll have more music from Meredith Craig coming up the rest of this hour, and also maybe another song from Ryan McKinley. And I don't know whether Mr. Eskew is still in the wings or not. We may have to circle up and sing Will the Circle Be Unbroken or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We do that at the end of Sunday. We'll tell you more about what's happening Sunday at Uncle Dave. There's some very special things going on there a little bit later as well. But right now, I think maybe Mr. Parker will play for us just a tad as I tell you about another one of our great friends that help us with Uptown Talk. I want to tell you about my friends at Renter's Warehouse. If you've been thinking of selling your home or have some inherited property or are considering rental property as an investment, you need to call the good folks at Renter's Warehouse. They will come out and do a rental analysis of your property free of charge or obligation. Their professional landlords will manage your property then, including rent collection, maintenance coordination, and provide you monthly and annual statements for your taxes for only $80 a month. Call for your free rental analysis today. And for more information, you can just simply go to NashvilleRentersWarehouse.com. Their phone number is on there, NashvilleRentersWarehouse.com. Another one of the great folks that help us with Uptown Talk, the program about people who help people. And we have lots of folks here that do that in various ways in their normal life while they're not, that's not a very good thing to say, in their other life with beyond playing music. And they occasionally tell us about those things as well. But right now, let's get back to another song. Since he's sitting here, he has a couple more songs. I don't know if we'll have time for both of them, but we'll try to get another one in here at least from Mr. Ryan McKinley and his dad, Kelly. Let's see if we can get the microphones working.
Test.
There we go. All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to do another Stanley Brothers tune. We got a banjo here.
All right.
Can't do this tune without a banjo. Let me move over for him.
No, that's all right. You can just stay right there. You stay right there.
Right.
I'll tell you what, just swing. Okay, yeah. That'll work. Or maybe, yeah, Bill, you could jump up and he could play on this microphone here. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Come on, sit down right here.
All right, there we go. Whoop. We got it.
This is actually going a little smoother than the Uncle Dave show last year, when we didn't have any sound treatment on the wall, and it was Feedback City all the time.
All right.
So this is working out better today. And bring that microphone real close to your banjo there. You're on the yellow one. Yeah, bring it real close to the banjo. Okay, and there we go. All right, let her go, boys.
I'm going to do a tune here called... Yeah, you got a little bit of feedback here.
There you go.
Ready? Over yonder stands that Maggie, where the banks of the deep blue sea, with that 44 under and a shotgun on her knee. Flowers are made for blooming, pretty stones are made to shine, pretty women are made for loving, little Maggie was made for man. The lonesome wolf cries in darkness as the wind blows through the trees. Well, I can't over that feeling little Maggie gave to me. Tired of living in town. Pretty women, they cause me to ramble. Little Maggie is gonna settle me down. Lay down your last gold dollar. Lay down your gold watch and chain. Little Maggie's gonna dance for daddy. Listen to that whole banjo ring. Well, she's drinking away her troubles, and she's courting another man. Go away, little Maggie. Go and do the best you can. Well, I'll get me another woman. You can get you another man.
Outstanding, outstanding. And they're live. This is not a recording, as good as it sounded. That's Ryan McKinley and his dad, Kelly, from San Luis Obispo. And, of course, John Dubler there on the banjo.
Thank you for the loan of the guitar, John.
You are welcome, John. Thank you for coming.
Doing an outstanding Ralph Stanley impersonation there, John. Thank you very much for that. All right. We are from the balcony here at Shacklett's Photography, and we're just so grateful to be able to bring Uptown Talk to you on this beautiful day during the Farmer's Market here in downtown Murfreesboro. And Mom, come out here just a moment, if you would, please. Mrs. McKinley, sit down here in the chair, if you wouldn't mind, please, just a moment.
All right.
Okay, and here you are. Tell us again your name. I'm so sorry.
I'm Lisa McKinley.
Lisa McKinley, and you've come all the way from California as well with this family. Tell us about what it's like having a graphic artist and a bluegrass artist, an old-time folk artist in your midst, as someone who you of course love very much. But how has life been for you as these things have emerged? Are you excited, delighted?
Excited and very busy. Our calendar is always full.
Yeah.
Whether it's like Ryan just finished high school. He was working on special projects. He was taking
Close to that microphone.
He was taking math courses at a community college. He's been doing gigs. He's been doing 3D computer animation competitions. So it's been exciting and again very busy, but it's a delight to see, for example, having him come here at Macon Days during the jams. People have been so welcoming and open, and Hillary Klug invited him to play this morning with her band.
Yes.
And early in the week when we were visiting Belmont, Tammy, the Bluegrass Ensemble director, invited Ryan to her house, and we would enjoyed a jam there. Again, Kelly on guitar, Ryan on fiddle, and Tammy was on mando, and they did a couple of fiddle duets. It was great. She was a little disappointed we had to leave. We got to fly out from Nashville in a couple of hours, but Tammy said, oh, we'd love to have you come and see the Steel Drivers Saturday night at Macon Days, but unfortunately we planned our flight about 6 weeks ago. Can't change it, so we're going to miss seeing Tammy and the Steel Drivers tonight, but we've had a great time, and a blessing of Ryan seeing Ralph Stanley last night and asking Ralph to sign his fiddle.
Oh, how
I
nice.
Was going to say violin, but Ryan reminds me it's now a fiddle. After 8 years of classical, he's sold out on bluegrass.
Well, your life has, for many years, has been as a mom to a creative son, and I can just tell you have such a wonderful relationship as a family. What has been your career choice? What have you left in some ways and given up to be a mom? I know that's there's some ways a sacrifice. Did you leave a career to do all of this? What was that? Get real close to the mic.
I have been a college counselor for 24 years at a local community college. I've become a full-time counselor. I've chosen to just do part-time, working two to 3 days, keeping my family, Ryan and his daughter Rebecca, just keeping us a close-knit family. He and his sister are close. They're good friends. They respect each other's musical talents. They support one another. And I see all of that as the blessing that's come in the sacrifice of minimizing my career and really taking the time to advocate for my children, especially when they were young, through some difficulties. My daughter's had some medical challenges, and Ryan's had to make a lot of sacrifices in his life for her. Now that they're older, I see the fruit of mutual sacrifice in the blessings that we all share together, and the mutual respect and the love we have, and the coordination of our schedules and accommodation. It is a blessing. It's been hard work, but
it's
a blessing.
Well, I can just see it in your eyes, and as you relate to each other, as I've just briefly gotten to know you, begun to get to know you, that you are certainly people who love each other very much and have worked very hard and have made some sacrifices, but you also seem to be just overflowing and full of love and joy for what your life is and where things are going and how things are shaping up for you. And we're so glad that you can be down here in the Middle Tennessee with us and experience some of Uncle Dave with us as well. And I hope you'll come back. Don't be strangers. Come on back and visit us again.
Thanks. Well, Ryan's checked out a few universities, and there's one or two that he's preferring at this time, but he'll do a year or two at community college. He's looking at actually aerospace. He also builds model rocket systems.
Oh, great.
So we definitely are busy and may be back based on his university choice in a few years.
Very good. Very good. Well, we're running a little bit out of time, so let's move on here just a moment. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Tom, so much for your time.
We'll see you down at Uncle Dave here just a little bit.
Thank you.
All right. We have about enough time, I think, for one more song as we conclude the day's endeavors here at Uptown Talk. And I wanted to check and see, make sure I haven't forgotten anything. I do want to mention as we come to the end of today's program that I want to invite you to please thank every veteran that you know. And there's going to be a special veterans tribute tomorrow at Sunday at Uncle Dave Macon Days. Thank him to all of those that you meet for their service and dedication during their military years, and for many in some form of public service long afterward. And if you'd like to hear more honest and touching stories from the veterans in our midst, please go online to NPR.com, that's nationalpublicradio.com, and type this into their search window. It's StoryCorps Military Initiative at www.npr.com. Okay, we're about time for another song. Maybe is Mr. Eskew still here? Oh, I know what we wanted to do. Meredith Craig, is she still here? I can't see around the corner to the waiting room, the green room of Shacklet's Photography. Who do we have here yet? Is Meredith still here? We're running out of time, folks. How about Robert Eskew? Is he still here? Okay, here he is. Okay. What are you going to play for us, Robert? Go ahead. You want to plug in?
Well, I didn't bring the little thing. I already have it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can mic it.
Okay. You can plug in. Oh, okay.
I have a little preamp.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Just turn down the microphone there, and the other microphone is here. Okay, hang on. We're going to plug in. And one more song. We just have enough time for another song from Robert Eskew. Here he is.
I got a kind hearted mama. Do anything in this world for me. Got a kind hearted mama. Do anything in this world for me. Evil hearted women, man, they will not let me be. I love my baby. My baby don't love me. Love my baby. My baby don't love me. Really love that woman. I just can't stand to leave her be. Ain't got to be but one thing. Make a poor robber drink. And don't worry about how you treat me, baby. I begin to think, oh, baby, her life don't feel the same. You break my heart when you call Mr. So-and-so's name, yeah. She's a kind-hearted mama, studies evil all the time. Kind-hearted mama, studies evil all the time. If it were to kill me, just to have it on her mind.
One more thing to say, y'all.
Someday, I will shake your hand goodbye. Someday, I will shake your hand goodbye. Give you all my loving. Well, girl, you know I'm just not satisfied.
All right, Robert Eskew there taking us out for the day's Uptown Talk. We're so glad to have all the folks here from Uncle Dave Making Days today. Mr. Bill Knowlton and Mike Doubler and John Doubler as well. Ryan McKinley and his family. And And, of course, Robert Eskew. Thank you so much. Charlie Parker taking us out on the keyboard as well, while I mentioned to you that next week we'll have Michael Cannon here from SOCM, that is Save Our Cumberland Mountains, has now turned into statewide organizing for community empowerment. Should be a very interesting discussion. So be with us again next week for Uptown Talk here from the balcony at Shacklett's Photography. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.